So we started to look at Kiddush and the connection of Kiddush and the Suda. What the relationship is. The simplest of the relationships is that the Kiddush sets the tone for the Suda. This is just not a meal, but this is a meal to celebrate Shabbos. And as the Radak points out in Yeshaya, the Oinek Shabbos, its function is to give Shabbos a different tone, a different tenor. It's a different day. It's a difference in kind, not in degree. So, you can well understand then that the connection, that's one of the two connections we traced last week, that the Kiddush lends its aura to the Suda, that this is all Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. Now, how to fulfill this din is a matter of great dispute. There are many, many different shittas of how to fulfill the din of Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. Now, I'd first ask you a question. And how come we never saw a Kiddush in a shul on a Friday night? So we get there's a practical answer to that question, but that's not always, the practical answer is obviously not always right. We could say, listen, it's been a busy week, the film is waiting, it's not a time, you know, to hang out in shul. That's true, but if you realize, for example, that in some communities, Friday night is the big night for shul, more than Shabbos in the morning. When I was in Johannesburg many years ago, Friday night, that's when you come to shul. Everybody comes to shul. Shabbos morning is less people. The big time to come is Friday night. So how come we never saw a Kiddush and a shul on a Friday night? So we'll, by the end of this year, we will discover the answer to this question. When we say Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, what do we mean by Suda? Now, the simplest definition of Suda is a Suda as we means in any other time. Suda typically is a Kviya Suda, is that you have Lechem. And Lechem is a Suda. Well, we have extensions of that, but essentially Lechem is a Suda. So one view holds, and this happens to be the Vilna-Gaon Paskins this way, that in Kiddush, Elul B'Mokom Suda, there's only, the only time and place to make Kiddush is where you're going to wash and have challah. Otherwise, you can't fulfill Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. I was once here, there was a Kiddush in the shul for an ofruf, and there was a visitor here, a very great Talmud Chacham, he was shayach to the Simcha, and he didn't make Kiddush till maybe 1:30, something like that, till the meal was ready. So I'm friendly with him, so I asked him, and he confirmed, because he follows Shitas Hagro. And he only makes Kiddush where he has a Sudas Lechem. Other than that, he doesn't make Kiddush. Not the most common practice, but there are those. No, you can't. Yeah. So that's one particular view. There's a second view that says that Zaynus is also Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. And this is something that we find since. Why is this? Well, let's to make life simple for ourselves. In Hilchos Brochas, we find something very unusual. That if I eat cake as a snack, I make a bar minimum mezainis on it. If I eat cake for a suda, Now, why is this true? If I eat apples for a snack, I make Bera Pri Aitz. And if I eat apples for a suda, all of a sudden I'm going to make a Moitzi Lechem and Aretz. No, I still make Bera Pri Aitz. So why is it that cake, if the broch is mezoinus, now that I eat it for a meal, it suddenly becomes a Moitzi Lechem and Aretz? What happened? There's no other parallel in Hilchos Brochos to this notion. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Hagos and the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. According, and it's clear, it's clearly so from the Gemara in Ketzad Bevorchen, the word lechem, when we say lechem, we think of lechem as pas, bread. But the word lechem equally applies to cake. And that's clear. It's clear in the Sugya in Ketzad Bevorchen that that's true. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, lechem has two subdivisions. It has a subdivision called pas, which we normally use for a suda, and that's a moitzi lechem and aretz. It has a subdivision called pas abobikisn and cake, which we normally use to snack. Since it was used for a snack, it was not as significant as bread, so Chazal made a different bracha for it, bara minim mezainus. But both of them fall under the heading lechem. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, that being the case, if I now take the cake and I use it as the mainstay of a suda, that's why I make a moitzi lechem and aretz for it. It is lechem, and the sole reason that they instituted mezonos is only because it's not being used for a suda. So if I individually decide to use it for a suda, so I've recast it in this particular usage, is no different than pas. It's my suda. You have your suda, I have mine. You know, you like duck, I like turkey. But that's, you know, we can't quibble about that. That's where we have the notion that on a possible bekistin, if it is a kfiya suda, you can make a motzi on it. So it means that mezainos is something which is shayach, in fact, to be used to kfiya suda. You can use it for kfiya suda. So we find this in a number of places in Nalach. We find this in Hilchas Suda Shlishis. Again, we find, right, this the Shita, which is the primary one, La Halacha, that one should wash for Suda Shlishis. Naruch HaShukhar is very, very strong in this point in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph. But for whatever reason, a person can't. He's physically not capable, practically he's not capable of doing it. So you can eat a mezainus, and be yetzi with mezainus, shalash. You can eat lesser things too. But you can certainly fulfill it with mezainus. So again, we see the notion that mezainus taking the role of a suda. Yeah.
You wouldn't bench, obviously, after you do all
this. Well, if you had a little bit, it depends on what you had. Yeah, it depends on what you had. If you ate either, according to the Shulchan Aruch, 4 bayim of 8 kezesim, according to the Vilna Gaon, 6 bayim of 12 kezesim, you would bench for it too. But if we're talking, the person just ate, like a kabeya, he ate a kalo, a piece of cake, and he's yaitse, shalashuddha, so he would just make alamich, he wouldn't bench.
If the Rebbe explaining it based on possible kiss, wouldn't that mean that you can't use macaroni or something?
Maybe. I am not giving a definitive answer on that question. I don't have a raya yet that you could use macaroni. I don't have a basis to reach that conclusion.
You say the same thing about
shalashudis? If I could be yaitse with things lesser, I could be yaitse with fruit also. For example, if I don't want to eat mezainus, if I don't have to eat mezainus, I'm also yaitse shalashudis. But worse than that, it's not.
Right, it might not be the same level as the cake.
Yeah, it may not be. Because, right, the macaroni, you can eat a carload of macaroni and you don't make a moitzi. Why? Because it doesn't have the form of pas. It's considered lacking tzuras of pas. It does not have the form of pas.
But you eat enough mezonos, bread mezonos, you know, that becomes a moitzi. Learning she doesn't say that that's as lechafila as having actual bread?
Yeah, if you ate enough, that's clear. If you ate enough that you would make a moitzi on it, it's just as good as bread.
You you could go through your whole life and never even call them Shabbos.
Yes.
Technically, that's just as
okay. As Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. So here we have a second view. And this is a pretty widely held view. I mean, this second view. We have a third view yet. And this is a very interesting view and has very interesting applications. There's a third view that if yayin, wine, can serve as Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. How much wine? So this is debated between Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah takes the position, well, for starting off from Kiddush, which we'll come back to a little bit later, one has to drink Rov Revius after you made Kiddush. Kumal Elugma Rov Revius. He says, that goes down for the Kiddush, the Chofetz Chaim says. Then on top of that, I have to drink another Revius for the B'Mokom Suda. The Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't see why I should need the Rov Revius plus a Revius. One Revius. I drank Rov Revius of the Kiddush. That's what I had to do. And I drank a Tov Kosov in total, a Revius Yayin. So that's B'Mokom Suda. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that one Revius would suffice.
One full
Revius. Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, you need a Revius. Yeah, a real Revius. Now, this has a lot of useful applications for many, many different purposes. Right, a person that wants to make Kiddush and he doesn't want to eat cake and shul, for example, whatever, his diet, he doesn't like gluten, whatever it may be. So, he can be Yaitzeh Kiddush and Kiddush B'Mokom Suda just with one cup of wine, and those of us who make Kiddush on grape juice is the same. Not everybody holds from making Kiddush on grape juice, as I mentioned other times. But I can be Yaitzeh Kiddush B'Mokom Suda in that particular fashion. Now that also, the truth is, we have a very odd custom. And why it exists is a matter of great controversy. Friday night, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, we make Kiddush and Shul. Right? In the Nusach Sfarad Kehillas and the Hasidic Kehillas, they don't do such a thing. In Yeshivas, they don't do it. But in Nusach Ashkenaz Shuls, they make Kiddush Friday night. It's an ancient Minhag. Now, the question is why. The Gemara, in fact, raises the question. The Gemara talks about the fact that they made Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. That the Gemara talks about. And the Gemara says, well, according to Rav was of the view that you don't need Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. So consequently, it's fine. So everybody could be Yotze Kiddush, same way it could be Yotze Avdolah and Shul. But according to Shmuel, which is the one that we paskin like, that they need Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. So what was the point of the Kiddush and Shul? So the Gemara answered, Lafuki Orchem Yidei Chalvosan, that they used to have Orchem, and Tosa said they ate in the room next to the shul, not actually in the shul itself, and the Chazan's Kiddush would be Meisi them. So now, we don't have a guest house attached to the shul. We don't typically have guests in the shul. So why did we remain with this idea that we make Kiddush Friday night? Mehechetesi. Now, beyond that is the question, we make Kiddush, so it's not Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, so that's why we tend to give it to Ketanim, to minors. What happens if there are no minors in the shul? Then what do? So the Mekadosh has to drink, and how much he has to drink a Revius, or a Revius and a half, according to the Chofetz Chaim, so that he's actually Yotze Kiddush B'Mokom Suda in the Beis HaKnesses. That's the license. Somebody has to drink. We don't have a minor. So this comes to good use, this view. Now, just as an aside, why do we make Kiddush and Shul? So I had a kasha on the Gemara, a very simple kasha. According to Rav, Let's go to our first contemporary times. We make Abdullah Motzi Shabbos in the shul. Why? Every person that has a wife and children has to make Abdullah when he goes home. So what do we make it for? A person that doesn't have a family, so he doesn't necessarily, his family's away, so he doesn't necessarily have to make Abdullah at home. And in most of Jewish history, throughout European history, certainly wine was hard to come by. So therefore they instituted, they made it in shul, and that's it. And anybody that wanted to be Yaitse was Yaitse. Gewaldic, wonderful. Now, so according to Rav, I know why they made Kiddush in shul Friday night. Listen, any guy that wants to be Yaitse Kiddush, and I said wine wasn't so available, is Yaitse Kiddush, then he can go home and eat a Suda, and he's fine. But according to Shmuel, that the people in shul are not yotze with this kiddush. Who's yotze? The orchim in the guest house that is next door to the shul, and they hear the chazan and toning the kiddush. So why did they make the kiddush in shul? For what reason? They should have finished davening and then sent the chazan to the guest house to make kiddush for them. But what was the purpose in the middle? While the whole tzibur was present, they made kiddush in the base of Knesset. For what logical reason did they do such a thing? What?
Maybe they have wine at home.
But they're not Yotze Kiddush anyhow here. So what? So according to Shmuel, because he did Kiddush Mavokim Suda. So what did they do? So what in the world did they do this for? So what I personally concluded from that, and somebody brought me, it's in the Shalas and Shubas at Orzarua, one of the Rishonim says it, the one Mahalach in the Gemara. We find in Hilchus Chanukah that we light the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Why do we light the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses? So the Rav Osh says the reason was when the anti-Semitism reached such a crescendo that we could no longer put the menorahs outside and we couldn't even put them by the door. We had to hide them inside the house. So our ancestors were concerned that there's no longer a Pursumei Nisa, a public Pursumei Nisa. So they instituted a minig to light in the shuls so that there should be public Pursumei Nisa. That's what we find in the Rav Osh. So I thought that this was a similar notion. The comparison is mine, but the point is made in the Arzarua too. That the Kiddush was that there should be a Kiddush Barabbim, a public Kiddush. And that's why they made Kiddush in shul. Elamai, they would not have made it if not for the fact that somebody was Yotze with it. So the Orchim were Yotze with it. But it became a minig that we make Kiddush in shul. So of course, when all the dust settled, it was a minig to make Kiddush in shul and to proclaim Kiddush Shabbos Barabbim. So even though the Orchim faded out, but the minig remained. So that's why we have Kiddush Friday night in shul. Otherwise, they should have finished davening, the chazan should have gone to the guest house, and everyone should have gone home and recite Kiddush there for the people that are eating there. So we have three particular views of how to be Yotze Kiddush B'mokom Suda. Rav Moshe was without being Yotze Kiddush B'mokom Suda. Rav Moshe is a different story. Rav Moshe said you could make Kiddush without B'mokom Suda and then make Kiddush again B'mokom Suda. That's all. But that Rav Moshe didn't. That Kiddush of that is normally, you would think, and most Achronim hold, that if you make Kiddush and it's not Kiddush B'mokom Suda, then in effect you drank before you were Yotze Kiddush. Rav Moshe was not defining Kiddush B'mokom Suda. He was defining that you can have Kiddush Shaloi B'mokom Suda if you have Kiddush again B'mokom Suda.
And he holds you have to make Kiddush again. He was also the one that made before.
Correct.
The Rav just clarified, why is it only B'deved for the Mekadosh to drink Rebbe's and Shul? Why is it not?
Well, we'll see soon enough why. We'll find out soon enough why. Now we know the Friday night Kiddush is a din d'oraisa. Clearly, Zochros Yom HaShabbos, the Kacho, Friday night Kiddush is d'oraisa. what Kiddush in the daytime is it Kiddush altogether or not? I mentioned last time is a machlokes the Rambam and the Raivet. According to the Rambam, it's a din of Kiddush, it's midrabbanon. And according to the Raivet, it's not really a din Kiddush altogether. It's a din that the Suda is supposed to be alayayin, so we make a brocha ber priagofen to start things off. But it's not a din Kiddush to it, according to the Raivet. So our practice is in accordance with the Rambam. But the Kiddush in the daytime is totally the Rabbanon. Not only the coast is with the Rabbanon, but the whole Kiddush is only with the Rabbanon. So that being the case, sort of what the minhag that has emerged is the following. That Friday night with Kiddush is the Raisa, so there we machmer all the chumras in the book. Right? We take the biggest kais for Friday night Kiddush, larger than for Shabbos in the daytime. The Kiddush B'mokum Suda we're also machmer about. And we only make Kiddush B'mokum Suda B'mokum when there's a real Suda of Suda's Pas with Lechem. So that's why Friday night we're not anxious to make Kiddushim, because we only want to make Kiddush actually where we're going to eat Pas. So that would be the reason why we're not so happy that the Chazan should go about this method. There's no other choice. But we would much prefer not to do this. So, that's why we don't see a Kiddush Friday night. The general minig Shabbos in the daytime is to be makel. And that people have a Kezias Mezonos, but this is important. There's some people that either don't taste the cake or they take a tiny bite and they're not Yotzei. Now, we could defend that, at least according to the Pesach of Rav Moshe before, if they would make Kiddush again when they went home. But most people don't make Kiddush again when they go home. There are some that even if they ate a kezias of cake, but they want to be Yotzi according to the Gro, so they make Kiddush again when they go home, Shabbos in the daytime, even though they were Yotzi Kiddush already, and then they wash. So I'm not telling you that you're supposed to be noyig that way, but there are those that are noyig that way. Good. So they that much they don't want to be machma like the gro. But that's it. You know, listen. You want to be able to eat. It's a good kiddush. You know, the challenge is good today. So I'm saying most people are makel. Most people are makel that they have Kiddush together with Mezonos Shabbos morning. That's what most people do. Now, the shaila is what to do with this day about Yayin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very, very unhappy about it, and he feels that it's not a practice that should be followed, even though it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, but he thinks it's a very controversial practice. I presume the reason is because in what way did we ever find Yayin to be a Suda? You know, the Pasuk says Yayin Yisamach and Lechem Levav Enosh Yisod. Lechem is Sayyid. But where do we find that Yayin should be a Suda? What? So Rabbi Gveiger is very skeptical about this type of approach. So that would be another major reason why we try not to do it, to have the chazan drink from it. But again, if one has to, it's a day that we can rely upon. It exists in the Shulchan Aruch.
Which would be better than abolishing the minhag Yisrael for that, and the minhag of making kiddush in shul.
As I said, the minhag has stood for hundreds and hundreds of years, so we're not about to, places that are noyig that way, are not about to abolish it. You know, especially the Shulchan Aruch himself writes off that you could be Yetzi, Kiddush B'mokum Suda with Yayin. So we have three shittas. Friday night, we're noyig like the Gro, principally Shabbos morning, we're noyig with Mezonos. And for a real Shasat Chak, one could be Soymech on Yayin too, even though it's rooted in controversy. So those are the three possibilities of Kiddush B'mokum Suda. The question?
Oh. Is it better to have Pasuk Kislev for the Mezonos, or do you have any Kislev?
any cake, we're not with which type of possible bekisnen. We're not talking, you're talking, there's three types of possible bekisnen. Pies, cakes, and crackers. You could be yotze with any of them.
The fact that Kiddush of Friday night is so much more important than Kiddush
it comes from the person Zochros Yom HaShabbos Lekatcho. So that is the mitzvah of Zochre, is to mention Kiddush HaShabbos when Shabbos begins. That would not mandate that we had to make Kiddush again Shabbos morning. That's clearly a Din D'Rabbanan. Yeah.
On Friday night, being that there's more performance by kids, can someone make Kiddush more than once?
The general, let's put it this way, there's two levels to your question. There's the theoretical halachic answer and the practical halachic answer, and I'll answer in both ways. Now, the din is that afa pisha yotza is mitzvah. If I did a mitzvah and you didn't do the mitzvah yet, even though I have already done the mitzvah, I can still be mitzvah you with the mitzvah. So let's say there's a reason that you can't make Kiddush, whatever the reason may be. So you have laryngitis, you can't utter a word. So I can make Kiddush for you. Now, even though I was Yotze Kiddush, or I'm going to be Yotze Kiddush at home again, but for me it's not B'mokum Suda, but I can be made to you with Kiddush either way. I have the right to be made to you. The halacha draws a caveat, but that caveat, as I said, remains more in the theoretical than the practical. The caveat is that I really should not do this for a brocha. If I was Yotze and you are being Yotze now, then if you're capable of making the brocha, you should make the brocha yourself. I should not make the brocha for you. However, where does this usually arise? You know, women like to hear Kiddush from the husband. And if they don't hear Kiddush from the husband, at least from a male. There was a Yid in Forest Hills, a big Bald Stock, who lived a block, a Talmud of Ramosha Zatzal, who lived a block away from Chofetz Chaim. So he asked me a favor one day. He had a wife and two daughters. And he had to be in London for business, and he would not be able to make it home for Shabbos. So he asked me a toiver that I should come and eat in his house with his wife and his two daughters, so that I should be able to make Kiddush for them. You know, they wouldn't feel comfortable without some man being present. And it's true, that's psychologically and emotionally the way it is. You know, you tell a woman she can make Kiddush herself, by and large, 95% of them don't want to know about it. They want to be Yotze with someone else. So a mela, the practical answer usually is that even though they can make the bracha themselves, you make it anyhow. That's the practical answer to the question, by and large.
I mean, it's really better. The essence is better than to make themselves.
Yes, but don't even try to convince them. You lost before you started. Yes, Stuart.
Been in that situation, and the person doesn't want to drink wine or the grape juice, so then I should not then be repeating for Rikvik often? Or I think Kiddush, someone comes in and it happens somebody. Somebody on the street walked into someone's house, walked into the house where I was eating, and the person was locked out of the house and they needed a place to eat, a place to stay. So these women, one of us had to follow by God, one of us had to make Kiddush for them.
So let me ask you the following. Were you planning to drink wine again during the Suda? You were.
Right. So
I don't see on what basis you could make the burp. There's a question. I don't want to answer. Because the question is part of this. There's an issue which has to do the burp, Priya Goffin, and Kiddush. Is it Birchus HaNenen or Birchus HaMitzvahs? That's a whole question. I think that it's a Machlokes B'Shamayim and B'Shilo. And that Bais Hillel holds, what? In the night, in the night time. Yeah. What? The Lidaiti, there's a Machloikis B'Shamayim and Bais Hillel and the Bar Priya Goffin, if it's a Birchus HaNenen or Birchus HaMitzvahs.
Also by night, not just by
night. Yes, the daytime, to the contrary, it's, you know, it's hard to know how to classify it, the one in the daytime. But the one in the night time may be a Birchus HaMitzvahs. I have to go back again, whatever. I had a reason, Minei Obey and the Sugi and Psochem, to learn that way. But I have to look to see if it's consistent with the good. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah which touches upon it, and I'm not 100% sure that it's consistent.
So one can make Kiddush in that situation?
So usually, you know, so the question is, well, I guess you wouldn't need to make a Bera Priya Goffin again. They only need to hear a Bera Priya Goffin because so somebody has to drink the wine. So I would presume right now, I assume you wouldn't make the Bera Priya Goffin, but I'm not giving that as a psak. I want to think that through.
Thank you.
What happens here, like a guest? Is it better to be yaksin with the Baal Bus or make your own?
This is one of the questions, again, when there's the theoretical and the practical. Theoretically, it's better to be yotzi with the Baal Bayis, because we have a rule of Bereivam Hadras Melech, that the more we join together to do a mitzvah, it's greater covered of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And in the Lithuanian world, this is what's mekubal, to act in this particular fashion. In the Hasidish world, they won't act this way. In the Hasidish world, everyone has to make Kiddush for themselves. And even it's Ad Kedei Kach, you know, once I grew up like that also, that all the males, not only the father, but all the males also make Kiddush. So, I presume the reason for that was, the reason that the children made Kiddush, I guess, was an Indian of Chinuch. That's what I presume, that's what it was based on, to be Mechanach them in Kiddush. And again, we're touching upon the question if there's another balabos, or there's a question of a person's feelings. You know, he wants to feel he did the mitzvah himself. You know, not everyone relates well to the notion of shomea ka'ina, meaning that hearing is the same as saying yourself. It's true in lamdus, and a lamdan understands it. It doesn't have a problem with it, but many people, it's just like you feel sort of you didn't do the real deal. So, you know, I always ask when people come, you want to make Kiddush or not? I don't, you know, even though my personal practice is for one person to make Kiddush for everybody, but anybody that wants, we're covered godel, you know. There are some things that are so well rooted and so established, lemais in Jewish life, that don't try to change them.
Yeah. One person say no to the others there. Is it better for them, number one, to have wine in front of them, and also what about to say along the bracha together with you?
If what?
Is it better for the wife to do that instead of not to do that?
If what?
They should say the bracha along with the
No.
Wine in front of you?
She can have or not have, either way. I mean, you want to. There is some Indian to drink yai, and it looks like from Tosis, it doesn't dafka have to be from the Koshal Kiddush even. But most people today, what we do is they want to drink from the Koshal Brocha. So that's what we pour off from the, you know, Kos of the Balabayas. Because they want to eat, drink from the Koshal Brocha. But Tosis actually says you could put a little wine in front of each person. I don't know, it doesn't seem yet that they had to have a shear, and they could just drink from that, and that would also be fun. But our practice is, again, to people want to drink from the Koshal Brocha.
What about
Shmoneh
Esrei? Some people say you could be yoked in Kiddush, and Shmoneh Esrei should stop them out and say you shouldn't be yoked in Shmoneh Esrei because it's a question for later on.
I don't know what the question is for later on. Because Sof Kol Sof, you weren't yoked in Kiddush with Mokum Suda, so you have to make Kiddush again. And you have to make Kiddush for your wife. So, my echpatli, if you were Yotziki, if you actually Yotziki, is the right for why? Because it wasn't ala kais. That's a din der Rabbonin. If the Rabbonin said, I'm Yotziki this way, my echpatli, how I'm Yotziki, you know. You have to be smarter than the Rabbonin. But we mentioned anyhow that it's highly questionable if you Yotziki last week with Kiddush, with Tefillah, the Vogel Avraham says such a thing. But as the Chofetz Chaim raised the question that Kiddush has to have a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we don't have in Tefillah. So we mentioned that the Chofetz Chaim said it's the totality of the Tefillah, and we put together with the Shmoneh Esrei plus the Badak, which we mentioned in Shema, Sharotzei Chamerich Mitzrayim, and that's the package with which I'm Yoytze.
In general, does Barobam apply to Berachas Hayamim? And if you're sitting down to supper, should one person make a
Barobam? No, you cannot normally make, except by a Suda. There's certain things which are considered Kfiyas. That's a whole different Shaila Nechos Brochas. But if there's no Kfiyas, then one person cannot be Yoytze the other with Birchas Hanenen, to the largest extent. So when is a kfiyas, when there isn't a kfiyas, that's a subject of a different share. That's not for now. Now, principally, you should know, based on this yisoid, that you need kfiyas. If you read the Shulchan Aruch says that I should not be moitzi someone else with a brocha achrayna. Now, the fact that it became in many places a staple in Jewish life, at the end of a Kiddush, the Rav Vassal gets up and makes the Brocha Achrayna, this was sort of extra legal. The justification for it, and it's a good justification, was that they were concerned that many people would not make a Brocha Achrayna altogether. So under those circumstances, they signed off that even though there's no kriyas, at least with the Yevedi Yotze, with the people of Yotze. So that's where that particular practice came from. Okay, any more questions before I go on to something, one other point?
Just on that point, the chakila, I mean, if you're assuming you're going to remember, you should have kavanah to not be yotze from his bracha chama at the kiddush?
Yeah, I'll allow
them.
Right. Should make your own bracha chalina. What? Oh, you want to know, schnapps. The story is like this. In Eastern Europe, the Gemara in Eastern Europe was very, very cold, most of Eastern Europe. And consequently, they had no access to grapes. I'm not sure, apparently, the Herzogs had a flourishing wine business in Czechoslovakia. I don't know exactly how they met, where the grapes came from. But maybe they were close enough to some warmer parts of the world that they were able to bring grapes. If you lived in Russia and Poland, you didn't bring grapes. There were no grapes, and wine was very, very hard to come by, and if you could come by it, it was very expensive. So the halacha states in Daf Kuf Gimel in Masecht Pesachim that if wine is not available means either not available at all or very expensive, those are the two definitions that we find for that, then the halacha is that you can make what's called chamar medina, a national beverage. So whiskey was long deemed certainly that fit that requirement. So that's why, since wine, and what wine did they use in many places? The wine that they did use was controversial. There are Turkish grapes that are about the size of a golf ball. I saw them one time. And they used to take those grapes could be shipped without getting moldy and rotting. They used to take those grapes and cook them, and the extract was the wine that they used for Friday night. So there's a whole huge commotion about this. The Chofetz Chaim writes that if they were that dried out that you couldn't wring any juice out of them, then even the extract you can't make Bera Priya Gofen on. So there was a whole controversy. The Rosh Hashulchan writes it's a whole controversy. But they, in many places, this is what they were saying, because they wanted wine for Friday night. So the Rosh Hashulchan says, for Friday night, the Kiddush, we pushed ourselves to the hilt. But there's enough questions about it that can tell us that we're not mechuyev to use this Shabbos in the daytime. So thus emerged, schnapps was readily available every place. And it's certainly Chamar Medina. So now became the Shaila of how much schnapps you need. So there's a Taz. The Taz says the following. Normally we say, happens to be, it's very interesting. For a Brocha Achrayna on food, we know that the Shira is a Kazayas. That's established. The Brocha Achrayna for a beverage is not Mefurish and Shas anyplace. And in fact, in the Rishonim, we have three different views of what it might be. We have the one that we follow, which we actually do, is when we drink a Revius, we make a Brocha Achrayna. In Siman Reish Yud, there's a second Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, which applies to all beverages, not only one, but to all beverages, that if I drink one-third of a Revius, I'm a Chuyiv in Brocha Achrayna. So the chatchila person should try to avoid drinking in between one third and a reviyas because he's going to wind up in a suffix. So the less than a third or a reviyas and up. And Taisvis in Mesech de Brocha says a third sheet yet that Moli Lugma Roy reviyas is what's Mechuyiv in Brocha Achreina. So that's a very, what is considered choshev, significant by a beverage, is debated in three different views in terms of the Brocha Achreina. The Taz says that on something like schnapps, where the derech was to drink a shot, that was the derech, that was the normal amount that a person drank. So the Taz held that one could make a Brocha Achreina on one shot of whiskey. So from that, people, the conclusion was drawn that if that's considered choshev and has the equivalent of a revius that I can make a brocha achreina on it, then it's good enough to make kiddush on Shabbos in the daytime. And this, in fact, was a huge part of Klal Yisrael, was noyig like this. And I'm not talking only Malabatim, I mean, G'dayli Olam that made kiddush Shabbos morning like this. There's no question about this. This was a widely, widely accepted practice. And is so well entrenched that it's Arayim Hazed goes on. Even though the truth is there's little reason not to be user of Vias of Yayin today. But nevertheless, it's so entrenched that Shabbos in the daytime you make on whiskey that in many, many places they don't even think about breaking out the wine Shabbos in the daytime. That's where this minhag came from. That's to do one, at least one root of the minhag, is this Taz. And as I said, there were harbi, you know, many, many communities, and including Gedolei Olam and the Chassidish world, that were noyig to make Kiddush in this particular fashion. Now, what's Chamar Medina today? Beer is Chamar Medina, whiskey is Chamar Medina, coffee is Chamar Medina, and tea is Chamar Medina. So I tell people, if you're stuck someplace and you don't have anything, so especially in the daytime, when we're knowing for varied reasons to be mekel, to use Shasat Chak, Chamar Medina, then take a cup of coffee and use coffee.
Soda,
yesh v'yesh. Right, so some held from it, some didn't hold from soda. But coffee is certainly is Chamar Medina.
So if the woman wants to, you know, eat, I guess, Shabbos morning before her husband's home, would it really be best for her to make kiddush on coffee? If that's what she didn't feel like making kiddush, would that really be better? Best thing to do?
Yeah, that would be the best thing to do. In other words, assuming that she doesn't want to drink wine or grape juice, so she can make it on a coffee. Take a reviyas of coffee and make a brocha. Now,
probably not for a woman to do that.
What?
Rav would give a woman a head to do that if she's not interested in drinking grape juice even though she has it in the house.
Yeah. Listen, I can't. Diet, you can't mix with. People don't ask, you know, you cannot mix with diet, but people eat what they don't eat. People, when people decide, you know, the things that they're going to take into their body are good for them, bad for them, they don't. You know, it's beyond rational discussion anymore. You know, it's set in stone.
Would the rub give a head to not do the challah on Friday night? Would it?
What?
Would the rub give a head to not do
challah? Listen, you're not yaitzei altogether. If you're not yaitzei altogether, then you have to have a good reason for it, you know. So I'm not about, you know, we go through all types where in a present age where we have, it's not rooted in a bad thing, it's just totally over the deep end. In other words, the question of what diets are suitable and not suitable is today is like over the deep end. You know, it's not that I have no problem with people eating in a healthy fashion and avoiding unhealthy things. I understand that very well. But it's to a super extreme by some people today. I mean, there are people that literally have ruined their health because they can't eat this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and the end of the day is they wound up unhealthy because they didn't eat properly. So, you know, everything, what is it? There's a Yiddish expression that says, "Ultimate tatzu toivnish," you know, everything with, you know, if it's a little with some, with a very, is goes overboard. You know, so.
Someone who's generally not trying to use wine, is grape juice still a notch above Carmelina?
Grape juice is a notch above Chamar Medina. Now, I might as well explain this while I'm at this. The Gemara says that Yayin Migito you can make Kiddush on, meaning I take grapes and I squeeze them out into my glass. Friday afternoon, I'll take a bunch of grapes, squeeze them into my Kiddush cup, and I'll come home from Shul and I can make Kiddush on it. That's a Gemara Mufureshes. There's no question about it. So what's the controversy surrounding our grape juice? The controversy surrounding our grape juice is the following. Our grape juice is pasteurized. They make sure that it cannot ferment. There's yeast, which normally occurs in wine, and they make sure that they kill the yeast with the pasteurization so the grape juice cannot turn into wine. So now we merge the shayla. What happens is this, why is Yayin Migito kosher for Kiddush? Is it because grape juice is also a form of wine? Or it's potential wine. In other words, it has all the makings of wine. So this was debated when the Tzelem Arov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, came out and he endorsed, you know, using grape juice. So Rav Lev Malan, the Rosh Yeshiva Beis HaTalmud, went to him and he told him, listen, you know, he doesn't agree. Because once you pasteurized it, it can't turn into wine, you can't make Kiddush on it. Now this happened to be as an ancient debate that they had. In the Knesset HaGdoyla, which is an early Achron, okay, the Mogen Avraham already quotes the Knesset HaGdoyla, that's how long ago, Sfaradish Achron, but that's how long ago he lived. The Knesset HaGdoyla says that in pasteurized grape juice, you cannot make Kiddush because it's no longer wine, because it can't turn into wine. So this is a whole issue, up and back, you know. So if you machmer like those that say that it's not a din yayin to it, Rabbi Yoshua, I don't even think, didn't even make a bar priya gofen on it, as far as I know. And I hear in the Chassidish world, I was told the Satmar Rebbe also wouldn't use it for Kiddush. I don't know if he would make bar priya gofen on it either. So yes, if you hold like that sheet, then the Chamar Medina probably would be better, because grape juice is certainly not Chamar Medina. If you hold that you'd make a Bar Priya Gofen on it, then it's Yayin, there's a Milo. So that's the two sides of that question.
Does the Rebbe hold that the wine is less than 5%? Is it the other one?
That only has to do with the Seder. It has nothing to do with a whole year.
What does the Rav say
to answer
for grape juice? You're
stammering
on it. Should avoid it? Or
no, I make
Bar
Priya Gofen on it. That's
no reason to avoid it.
But I don't know. We're not, the minig is not like that, Shita.
We don't
have
wine is better for Kiddush?
Wine is a Milo to use wine for Kiddush. Wine is certainly wine. So, you know, if you want to turn, not a chia, but wine is certainly wine. The grape juice is a pilpul. So, you know, make Kiddush on wine and not on a pilpul. You know, if you want to eat breakfast in the morning, you eat breakfast. You don't eat a pilpul. You know. Yeah, there is a Milo to Yayin, which, take a seat. Thank you. There are shitas rishonim that say that you should only use yayin sheinu mevushel. So, if, and that's a big if you don't have any non-frum people at your table, and you don't have a non-Jewish cleaning lady, then you could be machmer and use wine that's not mevushel. But if you have either of those two problems, that you should not have a wine around that's not mevushel. You know, in my house, I rarely use, for that reason, yayin sheinu mevushel. But a storm, we use yayin sheinu mevushel. And what do I do with it? After the Seder, I pour whatever's left, I take upstairs and I put in the closet in my bedroom. Because when the cleaning lady comes the morning to clean up the aftermath of the Seder and get everything ready for the second, for the first day's meal, I can't have the wine around, when I'm not necessarily going to be there watching her every minute.
What?
What?
You like the mavushel wine taste, though?
What?
You like the mavushel
I don't know. Listen, the experts would highly disagree with that, and some say with the flash pasteurization that we use today, which is itself controversial, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held it's not really Bishel. What they do is they raise it up to the temperature for a second, and they bring it right down again. So Shlomo Zalman Zichron Aruch was not happy with that, as being Yayin Mevushel. But so maybe there's not much difference, but there are experts that will tell you they only believe in the Einam Mevushel.
Sweetened and the color of the wine?
This question sweetened or...
Sweetened wine and the color of the wine.
The sweetened wines, according to the Shulchan Aruch, wine that they added sugar to is the same as Yayin Mevushel. So if you're going to get, if you, or that you added juices to, like a sangria. So, and I think that this Minastam, I believe there's a preference for red wine, but nisht mukhruch.
And red means mamish red, or just not white?
Red is...
White is
a problem. I don't know.
I think so.
But it's not Mekayim red, it's stam, it's a mishigas that people have. They take white wine, and they add a little bit of red wine to give a color. That's not what the Gemara is talking about, is the color. There's not a din in the color. Gemara understood already that there's a difference between red wine and white wine. It's interesting that in the halacha considered the white wine to be more choshev in many regards. It's funny. We don't use it for the Seder, but they considered the white wine to be healthier than the red wine. And from our standpoint today, we look at it the other way around. But okay, that's...
And a little bit safe.